going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning. Dare I call it a football Friday? We usually only do that in, you know, the football season, but damn it, it is a football season because it's Howie's season. And he struck again. We strike today from Borgata. Good morning. Hope you had a great night last night. Pretty exciting, I think. We'll find out what people think, obviously. 215-592-9494. It's clear from the reports Howie certainly got one of his main targets in this draft. He tried to get way higher up to get him. Couldn't. And then had to move up only one pick to get him, give up a fifth rounder. Eagles get Jihad Campbell, linebacker from Alabama. We'll talk about it extensively today. You'll hear audio of Jihad Campbell after the draft last night. Howie and Nick, what they said, what some of the NFL draft experts said after the pick. All that today throughout the show. Phil's Cubs later today. Obviously, we'll mix that in. But heavy on the draft as we broadcast from Borgata. And, of course, we want your reaction to the move. 215-592-9494. Your chance to weigh in. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny. Good morning.
The winters of 1911 and 1932 were so cold that Niagara Falls froze.
I had heard that. I didn't know it was those years. I had heard that occurred.
That's cold.
I like that.
That's a cold, more than a cold snap.
Yeah. You know what I also like? That Giants new quarterback, Jihad Campbell, like almost took his head off in a game. I like that a lot. Yeah. That's how you do. All right. So here's the deal, guys. Want to hear from you. I think it's exciting. Look, here's it, John. When the Eagles were picking, which was, of course, at 31, not 32, but even as it was approaching 32, they had about five different options that we had talked extensively about, by the way, at all sorts of different positions. So I thought the draft was breaking the Eagles' way from the standpoint that a lot of options were there that we thought would intrigue Howie Roseman. What did you think of the selection of Jihad Campbell, John, as compared to, obviously, some others that were available when the Eagles picked the 31? What are your thoughts?
Look, I thought Jihad Campbell, we didn't talk about him as much when we discussed right. The draft because it seemed like he was gone in the first, you know, two-thirds yeah. of the round in every round you looked at.
It was more in the last week when it came into focus. By the way, credit to Mel Kiper and Daniel Jeremiah. Both nailed it and said the Eagles would get Jihad Campbell. Now, they had to move up one spot to do it. But because, John,
did they?
Yeah, they both said it. Final prediction from both Mel and Jeremiah.
I'm saying.
He's saying, would the Chiefs have actually taken Jihad Campbell or would they have traded to someone else or whatever? He's saying, did they actually have to move up?
Right.
Well, it could be from another team, just to be clear.
Right.
Someone else could have jumped up.
I can't second guess the decision to trade up. I just thought that was unusual. I thought that was, hey, he's doing Brett Veach a solid. That is a really important pick if someone wants to draft Shedeur Sanders and have a fifth year on him.
Yeah.
That's a powerful piece that he just traded away, you know, because the teams can sit there and think about it and they can pull the trigger on that that last pick. Rather, you got 10 minutes to figure out whether you want to make that pick or not. That does matter in the grand scheme of things if you get a quarterback for an extra year.
Yeah. Look, clearly the league doesn't value Shador Sanders
that
much.
Well, that's the thing.
That's obvious.
Jackson Dart, they valued him more than Shador.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, John, what do you think of Campbell?
I think he is an incredible talent. I think, lo and behold, you've got sort of someone who reminds you of what Zach Bond can do. Bigger in size than the current crop of, you know, speed only linebackers, which I really appreciate. I mean, you look at Jihad Campbell, and he's got the size, the mass to him that sort of reminiscent of linebackers of yore. You know, like a guy who's 6'3", 240 pounds instead of 6 foot. 220, you know, instead of 5'11 and a half.
More than that, Carlos
219.
Emmons, right? Carlos Emmons.
This is a guy who can hold up. It just feels like a guy who wants to hold up against the run a little bit better than those only speed guys. But clearly, he can run as well. He's a 4.5 in the 40 sideline to sideline, wearing that number, you know, the wide receiver number in college, looking like the number 11s of, man, the current crop of number 11s everywhere. It's pretty crazy when you look at them, you know, the low numbers on linebackers running around making plays. But this is sort of what linebackers are growing into, I guess. Guys who can do it all. And look, I know that they're saying N'Kobe Dean, hey, this isn't about N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah.
This is about N'Kobe Dean to some degree.
Oh,
if I'm N'Kobe Dean, you can't tell me, hey, don't worry about your job. Yeah. This guy plays the same position, I think, inside linebacker. Maybe that's the thing. This guy plays many positions.
Yeah, but he's probably going to be inside.
I expect when you got Zach Bond and Jihad Campbell next to one another, you've got so much flexibility with what you can do with both.
Yeah, look, I think, I'm very excited. Let me just say that. I want to hear from you.
He's 215. He's a top talent that we got at 31, which is crazy when you think
about it. 215-592-9494. So I am legit excited. I think the Eagles got a heck of a player. Mel had him ranked 21. On his big board, would have had him a lot higher, as John just said, potentially a top 10 guy if not injured.
He said, Mel Kiper said, if not for the injury, he'd taken from 12 to 15.
Yeah.
We heard from Howie that he's top 10 guy on their board. How can you resist that when you're sitting at 30? Yeah, so
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
215-592-9494. I'm psyched. Now, the one two negatives. One, you obviously hope the shoulder issues aren't problematic. We've seen at times where those things are, and sometimes they're not.
I am not.
Sidney
concerned.
Brown did not work out. Landon Dickerson did.
Like Sidney Jones.
Sidney Jones.
Keep doing that.
I do keep doing that. When a guy comes in with injury. So hopefully this is in the positive side moving forward, we'll say. The other negative I'll say, though, and it's just for me and I think for a lot of us probably as Eagles fans on a personal level, because we became attached to them. Hate to say it, but this is probably, beginning of the end for N'Kobe Dean. And on two fronts. One, my guess is Jihad Campbell starts this year. Two, this does fit the narrative that was discussed by Zach Berman that Howie also drafts for a year from now. Remember, guys, N'Kobe only has 1 year left on his deal. So even if N'Kobe is a stalwart this year defensively, and that seems, pretty iffy given his injury situation, it feels to me like the baton is going to be passed, certainly, 12 months from now, probably sooner.
Jihad Campbell can do so much more.
And that's the thing. So I do feel bad for N'Kobe, really bad, because I loved him. He was a quality Eagle, but the injury struck completely changed the equation. We'll never know if the Eagles would have made the pick if N'Kobe hadn't gotten hurt. We know he got hurt. They made the pick. I think they got a heck of a player. Now, for more analysis, let's listen to the ESPN crew. Right after the pick was made last night, Mel Kiper, Booger, Lewis Riddick. They went right into analysis mode. Here's what they said.
21 on the big board. Gritty would have been gone a lot higher had it not been for the shoulder injury. He played great all year for Alabama. 117 tackles. Team high, 11.5 tackles for loss. Five of those were sacked. Think about this football team, the way Hall of Fame GM Howie Roseman has constructed it. Half the starters, half the 22 are from the SEC. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's proven entities, the guys played for the big powers in the SEC. And Jahad Campbell did have the dead guys. He would have gone much higher had it not been for the shoulder injury.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you think about what Philadelphia's doing, and you think that they re-signed Zach Bond, but a guy who they got off the street last year, who had an all-pro season and deserved a new contract, and now you bring in Jahad Campbell. It's an athlete, Green. It's another weapon they can add to their defense, which lost some guys up front. They lost Milton Williams. They lost those guys. And so now you add an athlete on the back end, a guy that can roam and make plays in space. It's something to go along with Zach Bond to give them a dynamic duo on the back end.
So he's just a great athlete now. I mean, he can fly sideline to sideline. He can play 3-4 outside backer if you need him to, just like he's doing right here. Although this is just a 4-man front, and he's just rushing in their sub package. But he's got nice high side dip and bend and close on the quarterback. You can see why on some of the tape when he was playing off ball, right? And he's coming downhill, he's taking on linemen. You can see the shoulder issues because he didn't have that same pop and be able to get off and get people off of him. But you figure this, if he's healthy and both of those, you know, those shoulders are straight, this is a hell of an athlete. I mean, he just looks great. He's kind of hyped, too. He's on a very good football team.
And they can wait. This is one organization, one football team can wait on John.
That's right.
Get healthy. Yep. They don't have to rush. They drafted Cooper DeJean, who they stole in the second round. Sure. Why? Because he was coming off an injury.
Yeah.
They waited it out. And he was an impactful all year and was a key guy in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So, again, Howie Roseman, I'd say Hall of Fame, without question, GM.
I mean,
Nobody does it better. Now, to get a Jahad Campbell, who, like I said, I admit 21, had not been for the injury, he would have been probably around 12 to 15. And like I said, they can wait till he's complete. It's not one shoulder, it's two.
Bob. Right, exactly.
Shoulder.
Exactly.
Wait till he's completely healthy. Shoulders are 100% before you get back on the field, and they can wait it out.
Well, you can tell those guys from an Eagles standpoint are sucked. They think Howie nailed it. Look, we'll ask you at 215-592-9494. What do you make of the whole deal? The player, the maneuvering, obviously moving up one spot, giving up a fifth rounder. I don't think it was as much about the Chiefs probably as other teams that could have gotten up there, including, by the way, for someone like Shedeur Sanders. But obviously, if someone had taken Shedeur Sanders, Eagles could have sat at 32 and waited it out. But look, we know this. We know this because it was reported last night by both Rappaport and Schefter. The Eagles very much wanted Jahad Campbell, and Howie was trying to trade up in the early 20s to get it done. Couldn't, with repeated phone calls to general managers, couldn't pull off the trade. So when it's there at 31, you got the shot for a fifth rounder. Howie pounced on it. I got no problem with that at all. All right, 215-592-9494. We're from Borgata. Your reaction, the reaction of people like Brian Baldinger and other draft experts, what they said, what Campbell said after the pick last night, it's all up ahead from Borgata on 94 WIP.
Imagine a home that's consistently comfortable no matter the weather outside. With energy-efficient windows from Window Nation, that dream can become a reality. Say goodbye to those cold, drafty spots because Window Nation builds their windows with top-quality insulation and seals, making them some of the best insulated options available. I can tell you personally, I have 3 new windows, one in each of my kids' rooms. I can feel a difference in my room. The house is cozier, period. Plus, I cannot wait to see how much I save on my heating and cooling bills coming up here. I guarantee it's going to be a lot. But don't just take my word for it. Window Nation has a 96% customer satisfaction rating and over 20,000 five-star reviews, so you know you're in good hands. And get this, right now, they have a buy 4, get 4 free sale. Plus, you could get zero interest and zero payments until 2027. And if you get windows for your whole house, they'll even give you a free entry door. Wow. This amazing sale ends April 30th, so don't delay. Schedule your fast free estimate today. And by the way, that is so fast, too. I called it myself, 866-90-NATION. I called the number. They were out at my house in a flash. It was so fast. It was so easy. 866-90-NATION. Or you can visit windownation.com.